It's Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell here with you. And time for us to talk baseball like we do every week at this time as we're joined by the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm guessing you're doing even better, though. What a weekend for your Black Bears. You like that home cooking.
Yeah, we played very well. You know, it's been four straight games. We played good baseball, and you know, we got to see a bit of a team that we really thought we had, and you know, it was a good weekend to be a Black Bear.
Sure was. Started Saturday with a sweep of a doubleheader as you guys got two wins against Albany. Let's talk about who were the shining stars. Who took care of business for you in that Saturday pair?
You know, it all starts with pitching, of course. You know, you had Zach Lynn had a good start, and John Arellandine too, and the bullpen was sunk out throughout the weekend. I mean, we swung the bats well all weekend long. I mean, you know, from top to bottom, really, you know, I don't want to start naming our entire lineup for the offensive effort we put out there. You know, everybody contributed, and the best part was we never went to sleep. You know, we tagged along every few innings, and the bats kept going, and we kept putting up zeros on the defensive side of things. So it's about as good of a combo in baseball as you can get.
And you kept the hitting going all weekend. Game two on Saturday, you got just enough hits, but got a terrific pitching performance, especially from John Arell.
Yeah, you know, Big John. You know, that's the thing. You know, 7-inning games can be tough, but you know, Dom Savino, who was the opposing pitcher for Albany, you know, he was lights out last year, the year before that, and he's been very dominant this year. He actually has a majority of the wins. So you know, for us to go out there and you know, put up a 4-1 victory and have Big John go out there and shove the baseball, that was you know, that's a good team victory. That's what we need to see for a conference championship.
Then you come out on Sunday, and well, you're in a good position, having won the first two games. The last thing you want is a letdown. I would say that fear was answered pretty quickly when you got four runs in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, and you know, the four runs in the bottom of the first were excellent. But you know, the one thing we've actually done in this year, and even in years past, is you know, we get a lead and we don't add on, and we certainly added on Sunday. But it was just good to see our guys continue to go out there, take good solid at bats, hit the ball hard, and then, you know, and kind of be selfish in the way of, hey, let me get my hits. And, you know, defensively and from the pitching side of things, let's keep these guys, you know, at bay and make this a game a laugher. And we did that, and it was a really nice statement win for us.
Yeah, you got a good pitching performance from Nick Silva, and what a day for your catcher, Christopher Beck, 5-for-6. Couple of home runs, 4 runs batted in, 4 runs scored. That's one of those you look back on years from now and say, that was a pretty darn good day to play baseball.
Yeah, it's a career day. Chris is integral to the lineup. I mean, he was out for almost 10 games, you know, the way 10 games prior to Hartford. And, you know, so having him back in the lineup, you know, he was on leading hitter last year. You know, having him back and swinging about well, that's huge. So it's good to see him having success. And, you know, he makes everybody else around him better when he goes out and hits the ball hard.
Now you swing right back into more conference play this weekend, again at home with Stony Brook coming to town. And I guess the name of the game here is just keep on doing what you did this past weekend.
Absolutely. You know, we're in a three-way tie for first place right now with Stony Brook as being one of the teams. So we got to go out there, take 2 or 3, and, you know, just keep on playing good baseball. And if we do that, we're going to win. You know, I feel very confident in that. It's just a matter of us going out and hitting the ball hard, throwing strikes. We'll be in a very good position at the end of the weekend.
Well, Nick, congratulations on a great weekend for the Black Bears. Have a good week of practice and keep things rolling this weekend against Stony Brook.
Thanks a lot, Rich. I appreciate it.
That's Nick Durba, a Maine baseball coach. He joins us every Monday afternoon on the program. Our Black Bear reports are presented by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. That's 307-7718. Black Bear reports are also brought to you by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. They offer full service, everything from oil changes to engine jobs, the best deal on tires you'll get anywhere from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website at BennettAutoCenter.com.